Intuitive criticism. As when criticizing, quote, relativity, critics of the COVID-19 hysteria must have absolute proof of their criticism. It's not enough to be against the, quote, theory of relativity. You have to argue convincingly why you are against it. The ultimate, most compelling, unequivocal evidence for the odious absurdity of the, quote, theory of relativity is provided by this author. It can be seen in each of his four previous books, especially in his latest, entitled Deception Governed by Absurdities, The Science of Today, where also a number of other proofs are presented of the absurdity of today's fundamental science, including proofs of the unscientific nature of quantum mechanics. Quite prominently, then, any critics attempting to find arguments against the, quote, theory of relativity can only reduce their criticism to the arguments shown in these books. Nothing more distilled, as in the absolute argument against this, quote, theory, can ever be found. Unfortunately, in most cases of societal dissent on similar matters, we only encounter intuitive critics, that is, critics who feel things are not right but cannot quite pinpoint exactly why. Intuitive criticism is not only not productive, but falls easy prey to dismissal. Intuitive critics discuss things that the proponents of the idea that there is COVID-19 pandemic won't discuss, so that they can break them down by fairly representing them to be the matters for specialists alone, often rightly accusing critics of incompetence, or by throwing up for discussion apparent facts that are easy to manipulate, such as numbers of anonymous infected, or fraudulently presenting the everyday deceased as having died from with COVID-19. Thus, embarking on a discussion of issues on which not only are they not competent, but no one is competent, allowing themselves to be lied to by the elite, intuitive critics do more harm than good, not to mention become the target of ridicule and frequently justified pejorative labels such as anti-vaxxers. The problem is not in denying infectious diseases and vaccines against them, but in seeking the truth and guarding against manipulation through lies by those in power using infectious disease hoaxes, as is the current COVID-19 fabricated panic, to achieve their political ends. Intuitive criticism is the best friend of those who like to fish in muddy water. When deception cannot be anchored by argument, but relies only on a sense of what is true and what is not, the deceiver's hands are untied and there is no barrier to deceiver's manipulations. How are we to know if the materials with which the new road was built are of inferior quality and were paid for at prices corresponding to high-quality materials? We see the road built and it looks beautiful to us. Our intuition tells us that a good job has been done. How can we intervene in paying for the electricity we use? What is the cost of the energy we have used, given that electric energy cannot be measured directly? The bill that is presented to us is the result of a calculation, not of direct measurement. That is, it's in the hands and the methodology of the vendor alone. I intend to write a separate book about this problem. Similar is the case with the oil companies. They set the price. The software companies that have already made a one-time investment and made the product, then sell it repeatedly, in effect selling air. An apple, the fruit producer, who has made a one-time investment, cannot sell that same apple to millions of buyers. Intuitive critics cannot say one thing in such a case. If they try to criticize, they will be overwhelmed with marketplace arguments, which will be as manipulative as the initial manipulation. These critics are in a subordinate position. They depend on the ones who set the game, and their only choice is to play the game with rules set out by others. Some numbers are presented to us concerning anonymous individuals who have purportedly died from with COVID-19. Some bogus statistics are presented to us based on these flying numbers, but we have no way of verifying them and instead go by intuition. Moreover, most of us sheepishly agree to discuss these flying numbers and to draw conclusions based on them. It's not surprising, then, that our conclusions match the conclusions the fraudsters are pushing on us. So, by feel, our intuitive criticism melts away. We accept the con artist's conclusions, and as a result, a primordial fear grips us, which is their goal. We sense that something is wrong with the, quote, theory of relativity, but we don't know exactly what. Instead of consulting the book Deception Governed by Absurdities, The Science of Today, while only going by intuition, is immediately used by the fraudsters to accuse the intuitive critic of incompetence and further reinforce their deception.